We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. The last show of 2018. What a crazy year it has been for me, for us. It has been fantastic, and this is it for 2018. Don't worry, I believe 2019 is going to be amazing. I expect big things from the year. Let's face it, 2018 got me to do something I swore I would never, ever, 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 ever do, ever. And I got married, and I can't, what can I say? I have never been happier. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 345-1140 is the phone number. Now, it is it's a short show today, right, Jordan?
Short.
We got 1 hour instead of two.
Yes.
But with good reason, I believe, because UVA is playing the Gamecocks in which bowl?
The Belk Bowl.
The what?
Belk Bowl.
What is a Belk?
The store Belk?
Don't know it.
Oh, it's like Dillard's.
I kind of know Dillard's.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So it's a
southern department. Okay. It's like the Southern Macy's.
There used to be only like two or three bowls. Now I can't keep track of
Yeah.
all of them. There's too many bowls out there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's UVA versus the Gamecocks.
Of South Kakalaka.
Oh, don't worry about it. UVA will stomp them into the ground easily. I mean, just, it's not even going to be, the score is not even going to be close. So I am not worried about it even one little bit. Oh, by the way, I have a correction from the earlier show. I earlier said in the early show that Sears was officially done. And that was the last news I had heard. I had heard that they were looking for like a last-minute Hail Mary. Another football reference there. A last-minute, you know, Hail Mary, and then it didn't come through. And so in the early 6 o'clock hour, I said that they were done. And one of my listeners called in and said, Richard, I don't think they're done. I think the boss was trying to get, you know, a last-minute, you know, funding to keep it afloat. And I'm like, no, that's not what I heard. And believe it or not, I was up to date on the news. It didn't come out till like the 7 o'clock hour sometime in there that Sears did scrape up like $4.8 billion. So there's a chance that they'll stick around? We will see. I don't think we're ever going to see the Sears that I saw as a kid. Never gonna happen that again. But, you know, I wish I could pull out $4.8 billion. Hey, you know, call up a friend of mine. I could really use $4.8 billion. Just if you got it lying around. You know what I'm saying? So I do apologize for giving out false information. That was a bad radio host, and I apologize. So welcome, everybody. I hope everybody had a fantastic Christmas. I did, you know, 3 days of Christmas and family. Little much, but it was incredibly enjoyable. Everybody was very kinder to me than I deserved. I'll say that and mean it. I really do. I don't deserve to be treated as nicely as I was, but it was fantastic. I hope you also had a very Merry Christmas. I don't know about you. I'm taking down the tree Tuesday, Wednesday. you know, I usually take it down after the first of the year. I've had many of my Christian friends tell me I'm not supposed to take it down until the 5th. That's the end of the Christmas season. I want to get it out of there before it dries out too much. It's stayed pretty wet so far, and there's several different ways for me to rid myself of the tree. One, I could just go and recycle it. There's plenty of places in Henrico and Richmond. Just check out their websites where they're going to have Christmas tree recycling. Also, I have a listener. She has a goat farm. Turns out goats are really fond of Christmas trees. Okay. Maybe I will do that. I've also heard there's a couple of different groups out there that they throw them in the waterworks, and not the waterworks, but you know, the rivers and streams to help build habitats for certain indigenous aqua life. So, you know, there's plenty of ways to do other than just chuck it in the dump. I really want to avoid that. Of course, my brother-in-law is all proud of himself because, you know, he's like, I have a live tree in my house. And I'm like, dude, your tree's only like 2.5 feet tall. He goes, but it's alive. And I'm like, uh-huh. Okay. So he buys a little live tree and plants it in his yard. By the way, those things are tough to keep alive. Really, really tough. So, you know, if you did do a live tree, I would advise you get as much information as you can about keeping it alive. My parents, when I was growing up, they'd buy a full-size live tree. It was like 6.5 feet tall, but, you know, it had a root ball around it that weighed a good, you know, 80, 90 pounds. It was kind of crazy. I think they did that 3 years in a row, and one of them lived. But that was about it. I think we ran over one of them with a truck. I'm fairly certain we did. We ran over it with a truck. So it is the last show of the year. New Year's is right around the corner, only a couple of days away. 2019, I've already been, you know, listening to people say, oh boy, it's the start of the political season. Oh boy, I can't wait. And I want to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Tell me how you're going to start your year, how you're ending your year. Want, though, to put this out there now. All right. New Year's Eve is amateur night. I've been saying this for years. And there are plenty of people that are going to just go, woo, I'm a party! Yeah! I'm not one of those people. I have a couple of holidays I avoid. I don't go out on St. Patrick's Day. I do not go out on New Year's just because I don't want to be in that situation, and I don't want to risk getting inebriated and then getting behind the wheel. And that's what I'm going to say right now. Please, please do not drink and drive. There is zero reason for you to get a DUI. It's a $5,000 mistake. You could end up hurting yourself badly, your passenger badly. You could end up killing somebody. There's no good time that's worth that. Get the Uber app or Lyft. They're pretty much interchangeable. You can do either one. I've done both. I actually kind of enjoy it. It takes me back to my days of New York when I was hailing a cab. And it's not that expensive, honestly. My lady and I, if we want to go down into Chaco Bottom, it costs about $6 to get there. There's no ticket worth $6. So please do not drink and drive. There's several groups around that are helping with finding rides, and or, you know, be as the Simpsons called, the life-saving nerd. Be the designated driver, because chances are you're going to go out and party again in the not-too-distant future, and that way it'll be that person's turn to drive, or just stay home. You know what? Why not do that? My name is Richard McCann. The phone is 345-1140. Vinny Gill, I see you. I'll get to you right after this on The Home Show. Richard McCann on News Radio WRVA, the final home show of 2018, 345-1140. Vinny in Williamsburg.
Yes, Richard, good morning. Just one a comment and a quick question. My dad always considered New Year's amateur night, and he made sure I was in before the bewitching hour. And I've tried to impress that on my daughter, and now hopefully my grandson when he's growing up. And, you know, it was just one of those things. He did not want me out on the road that night.
No, I don't want to be out on the road that night.
Yeah. You're sober. You don't know what the condition of the other driver is.
Pretty much. And, I ride motorcycles, too, so I'm always scared of people on the road. So what
well,
can
that,
I...
Well, that's the one that you don't want to be on a bike. Richard, a quick question. The outside electrical lights. In your experience... running a series that I've run the Christmas lights on. One side and one outlet will keep blowing the circuit. How long does the outlets usually last I embedded it into the concrete, into the brick block outside, and I've caulked it around it. Is there an outside, outlet that you know about there?
Okay, so you put a receptacle outside embedded into the concrete and it's giving you problems?
Yes, one of two.
Okay.
And that's the tail end. The first one gives me no problem. I unplug the circuits. But as soon as I put something into the second one and I put them both in at the same time, about 3 years ago, but this one keeps tripping.
Okay, so
tripping the circuit.
So it's on a breaker, not on a GFCI.
Oh, yes it is. GFCI in the box.
Okay, that's what I... Details, Vinny.
I'm sorry, sir.
There are external exterior boxes that you can put, and they actually go on the wall. And the reason I would do that versus embedded in the wall and then put... You got one of those flat covers or you got one of those bell covers?
I've got the aluminum box, the outside wall, the outside outlet box the aluminum cover.
But it's embedded in the concrete.
Right, yeah.
Uh-huh. See, you want to do an external box.
Okay.
And you want the bell cover or the in-use cover. The reason you put it externally is that way you've got the wire and the connector coming into the box. What you've got now is water can run down the wall and suck into the box that's got the receptacle in it. Where if it's external, it's all sealed up and you can seal around the wall too. And the nice thing about the in-use cover, yeah, they're bulbous and ugly, but you can plug something in, close the cover, and use it even while it's raining outside.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've had, and it will work fine as long as it doesn't have the heavy rains. And like the heavy rains we've had the past couple of nights, the last night and about a week ago, and it tripped it. I could unplug it, restore the circuit, and she'll be fine on the first outlet that it goes through. The second one is a no-go.
Yeah. Time change boxes, receptacles, and covers.
Okay.
Those flat aluminum covers haven't been legal in years.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Richard. You have a good New Year's and stay safe.
Always. Thank you, Vinny. 345-1140. Jill on the south side.
Hello. When I was a kid, we never had an artificial tree. It was always a regular, real tree. My father went out in the woods and got it. So I felt pretty good about that. One time when I was 18, he said he met a guy and told him he hoped this tree would be better than the previous one he'd gotten off of his land. And I hadn't known he'd taken it off somebody else's land. That made me feel bad. I would never help decorate the tree after that. Although from what he said, the guy didn't seem to care, but I don't know.
So your dad was stealing Christmas trees when you were a kid?
It seems so. I didn't know this, but I felt bad. But from what he said, the owner didn't really seem to give a crap.
Well,
but,
that's what's important, Jill. So I tell you what we did when we were kids, because we grew up on a farm. We would just take the tree down and throw it into the woods, and all the critters would use it for nesting and burrows and the such as that.
Oh, well. But anyhow... That was how it was. My mother asked me one time when I was home visiting, did I have a tree? And I'd never even thought of having a tree in my place. And I said, no. Because what was the point? I said, I always come here.
You know what, Jill? Jill, I'm going to say this, and then I got to get to somebody else. My very first Christmas tree, I never thought, why would I have a Christmas tree? Then I realized I wanted to have a Christmas tree. I had no ornaments. I did find some lights, and we ended up decorating the whole thing with Miller Lite cans.
I always go home. There's no need for me to have a tree in my place. I hope I will always be going home.
Me too, Jill. Now, you have a good New Year.
Bye-bye.
And I've got time. Mike in Beaver Dam.
Hey, how are you doing, Rich?
Excellent.
Hey, I wanted to comment on the last caller about the electrical boxes.
Yeah.
I had that same problem, and unfortunately, my service was kind of on the back of the garage, and the GFI kept tripping, and actually I didn't realize it once, and it ruined a freezer full of food.
Oh, I had the same thing happen.
You know, but I did that. I actually did exactly what you said, and I haven't had any problems with it. The reason I was calling, I know you like some details. We have a house that we've been into for about 14 years. My wife and I are kind of empty nesters, and we wanted to sell the house. And she's a real estate broker, so I'm working with her, and that's the most difficult thing I've ever done. But we have these insulated windows in the house, and you know, of course, we had the house power washed. And I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but
I'm a realtor. Yes, I am.
Man, it seems like as soon as we got that house power washed, we started having these thermal windows that were failing. I'm not sure what to do. It's going to be kind of costly. We figure we've got about six windows that. Okay. They're foggy.
Mike, here's my conversation. Mike, all you have to do, and I'm short on time, so listen close.
Okay.
There are several companies out there. You can pop the sashes out of them, take them to Budget Glass, I think is the one I'm thinking of, and within 24 hours, they'll redo the glass. They'll reseal it and get rid of all the fog. You don't have to replace the windows. You just pull the sashes out. Take them to them. By the end of the day, they're all taken care of.
All right. Well, thanks. I sure appreciate that.
All right.
All right. You have a good day, sir.
Happy New Year. 345-1140 is the phone number. Yeah, you know, you pressure wash some older insulated windows, you may very well, you know, get a leak. Pressure washing a house, it's a funny thing. You got to be just right because you can tear stuff up real quick. I remember when pressure washers first came out, people didn't know how to use them, and they would just carve their names into the sides of people's houses, or it looks like a mosaic of some type. You got to be careful. Don't put too much pressure on the windows. They're not designed to have 1,300 PSI blasting on them. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. McCann on News Radio, WRVA. This is the home show, the final home show for 2018. We'll be back in 2019, God willing. We're fine. And we are a short show today. We've only got 1 hour before UVA takes on the Gamecocks at 11 o'clock right here on News Radio, WRVA. Jordan, I promised you fun today. And, Gary brought me this story, and it's like, oh, man, this is great. And then I realized I already had it because people are starting to over the course of this year, we started this earlier this year, wasn't it, that we started our Florida section?
No.
Was it last year?
Yeah, I think it was 2017.
Okay, 2017. Well, I think this may be one of the best ones I've seen, and I'm going to do everything I can to get through it with a straight face. So let's hit the music.
It happens in Florida.
I'm going to read the headline to you a little bit at a time, okay? Woman who claimed to be God robs mail truck. That's pretty awful, right? Flees on a tricycle. A Florida woman claimed to be God, robbed a mail truck, stealing a package before pedaling away on a tricycle, deputy said. Linda Cremosto, 52, of Naples, was arrested Sunday by Collier County Sheriff's Office deputies. While she was being arrested, Carosma started yelling that she was God and said voices were telling her to do things, an arrest report said. A witness told deputies that a woman later identified as Carosma pointed a gun at her while she was jogging and then walked over to the U.S. Postal Service. The mayor of Kester said Carosma pointed a gun at him, stole a package, and fled on a tricycle. Okay, first of all, wouldn't you be a little concerned if somebody's approaching you, a grown woman, on a tricycle? Just say it. I've got nieces and nephews. There are several tricycles around. When you got four under five, there's a tricycle or at least two. I'm not going to fit on it. A deputy spotted Carosma riding on a sidewalk and took her into custody. After Carosma was arrested, deputies determined that the gun was plastic. Thank goodness. Carosma faced charges of armed robbery, aggressive assault. She is being held at the county jail in lieu of $25,000 bond. Florida is the gift that just keeps on giving. And as long as the thing is, in this story, there's links to other stories that happened in Florida. And I'm worried that I missed out these headlines. Florida man worried about vampire burns down house. And man tosses hoax bomb at cycle shop to scare employees. Doorbell camera alerts Florida homeowner to bear at front door. How did I miss all of these topics? So in the future, in 2019, if you enjoy the segment, because it's just to have some fun, you can always send them right there to my Facebook page. That's where people have been, and you all have been doing it. I know that I got this story twice from listeners, and I'm going to repost, if we don't get to it later, the 40 craziest things as far as stories that happened in Florida in 2018. Like I say, Florida is the gift that keeps on giving. Now, on a more serious side, the holiday is over, but there are several members of my family couldn't make it. And here is why. If you've been watching the news, I'm sorry, because I don't tend to watch it. I find it depressing, and I prefer local news over national news. I want to know what's going around me, because that's something I can influence. But on the night that we did family Christmas, there was one person in particular that was not there. That was my mother. She has been sick. She says she has pneumonia. I think it's the flu. And then I find out that my brother is sick, and another brother of mine is sick, and my sisters are both sick. And then I look on my Facebook page, and there are people that are just dealing with this really nasty, nasty thing that is going on out there. I'm terrified, just so you know. And it's not that I'm worried about a die, I'm just worried that I'm going to get sick. And if I get sick, my lady gets sick, and then who's going to take care of me? Kidding. I've been watching the news, and they've been saying that this year's flu has been uber nasty, and that the flu season doesn't actually end until April, sometimes almost May, which that's nuts. That's another 5 months that we have to deal with this. So I started asking myself, you know, what can I do to try to prevent getting, sick? You know, of course, I try not to get sweaty while I'm outside. That's not going to happen. I sweat constantly because my blood pressure. You know, the people say wash your hands. I do wash my hands pretty regularly, but I will say this. I avoid hand sanitizer strictly because I don't know how healthy it is to kill everything at all times. There's been too many things I've read about, you know, that leading to, well, superbugs. Bugs adapting to sanitizers out there and coming at us. I'm not a doctor, but it does kind of make sense to me. You know, when I grew up, we were always outside. We were always dirty. The house was kind of cool. And, you know, I can honestly say, out of eight of us, you know, there should have been just a nonstop level of sniffles out there. But there really wasn't. So I'm going to say that wash your hands and don't touch your face. I met a lady that worked at a bank. There was a nasty flu going around. And I asked her, it's like, how do you keep from, you know, catching something? Because I'll be honest with you, one of the nastiest things on the planet is money. Think about how many hands money goes through in a day. I mean, it's a lot less now because we mostly use ATM cards. Back then, there was a lot of cash. She says, I wash my hands all the time, and I never touch my face. And I thought to myself, how do you do that? I mean, I know for a fact I touch my face constantly, especially when I'm thinking. And she's like, it is a physical, it was a discipline. Every time she reached up, she would remind herself, don't touch your face. And she put her hand down. I looked up the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and these are the three things that they brought up to try to avoid getting the flu, which is still out there, and like I said, is pretty nasty. Get a flu shot. Even now, you can get a flu shot. Remember I said, we got another 5 months of the flu floating around, and something gross is going around right now. My buddy Mark Elrod wishes he was dead. Or at least that he was saying on Facebook. Recommends a yearly flu vaccine for the first and most important step in protecting against flu. While there are many different flu viruses, a flu vaccine protects against the viruses that research suggests will be most common. Remember, the flu changes every year. It mutates. It reduced flu illness, doctor's visits, and misses work and school due to flu. Now, there are, for those of you who do not like getting a shot, Jordan, are you having aversion to needles, my friend?
No.
I know a lot of people that do. I'm luckily not one of those people either.
Neither
am I. Though I will say, one of the real tricks is just don't look.
Yeah.
You turn your head, it's done, and it's over
yep.
with.
You feel a little pinch, and it's done.
Yes. But those of you who have a real aversion to needles, which I found out psychologically, goes back to when you were a little kid. Sorry, it does. You were traumatized as a child. By probably more things than that. There is a nasal vaccine, a nasal spray. They are saying that it's not quite as effective as the shot. The shot is the best way to go. Some people will say, you know, for the next day or two, their arm feels a little sore. Side effects are rare, few and far between from what I have seen. And I don't know if this is true, but the people that are experts out there say you cannot get the flu from the flu vaccine. But, you know, it might be you. It might be how you're feeling. Take everyday prevention actions to stop the spread of germs. Try to avoid close contact with sick people. I do that. While sick, limit contact with others such as possible and keep them from infecting them. If I get sick, I am sending my wife to my in-law's house. If you're sick with flu symptoms, CDC recommends you stay home for at least 24 hours after your fever is gone, except to get medical care for other necessities. By the way, you are contagious 24 hours before you show symptoms. I just learned that like 2 days ago. That freaked me out. Wash your hands off in soap and water. If soap and water not available, use alcohol-based hand rubs. That makes sense. Like I said, you don't have any, you can't get to it. Avoid touching your eyes, mouth, and nose. And finally, taking flu antiviral drugs if your doctor prescribes them. There are so many people out there that will get antiviral drugs and take them, and then they feel better. And I'm like, oh, I feel better. So I got 8 pills left. I don't need it. I'm good. I feel all right. No, you need to take all of your meds, people. All of them. Kill that thing dead and take them in the order that you can. Like I said, washing your hands, don't touch your face. Some of the biggest ones out there to prevent this thing from spreading. I guess I'm going to get a flu shot. I hadn't done it yet. I have more than me to worry about now. Remember, that was my big upside of 2018. Richard's not alone anymore. And these days, I am taking a lot more cautions with my own health because I have more than one person to worry about now. I know it was selfish of me before, but I gotta make sure everybody stays healthy. So get your flu shots, people. Stay away from people that are sick. And if you're sick, stay in bed, drink fluids, stay warm. And I don't know, binge watch something on Netflix. I just finished. Have you seen The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina yet?
Nope.
Not for kids.
Ah.
Not for your late teen, maybe, but not your middle teen. Mm-mm. Very dark. This is The Home Show. Rich McCann, News Radio, WRBA. Welcome to The Home Show, the final home show of 2018. By the way, Jordan, I wanted to ask you about your podcast that you are doing upstairs. How is that coming along?
I will have a new episode coming up in the new year.
And what is it called again?
It is called Unleashing Fury. It is a podcast centered on the Washington Capitals.
And you're a Caps fiend, by the way.
I am.
I mean, the fact that you went to Raleigh and back, worked here, and then went to D.C. and back.
Yeah.
And your lady went with you.
She went with me.
Okay, first of all, before that, you're a fanatic. She's a keeper.
She is.
All right. Yep. And do you want to wish her a...
happy birthday, Sarah. I love you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? So Jordan's been with me. You've been with me more than a year now, I believe.
Yep.
Look at that. A whole year of waking up way early.
I know, right?
And you've been grouchy the last couple of weeks.
No. Oh.
Yeah, a little bit. Early in the morning. But so I thought, because this is the last segment of the last show, why don't we run through the top 40 crazy stories that happened in Florida this year? And we didn't put this list together, but I think between the two of us, we can point out the ones that we did catch. Are you with me?
I am with you.
Okay. Number one, Florida man disguised in bull costume allegedly tries to burn down ex-boyfriend's home with spaghetti sauce.
I'm pretty sure we did cover that.
Okay. All right. Number two, monkey clings to Pasco man's vest during stolen vehicle arrest. I think I had it, but we never got to it. That was a story where somebody pulled over a stolen car, and the thief had a monkey, and it just dove out and clung to the cop.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Titusville grandmother pops out teeth to scare off nude man on back porch. if you saw a picture of her, you'd be scared. A Florida woman was arrested and charged with aggravated assault without intent to kill after she reported farted loudly in a dollar store and then pulled a knife on a man who complained. We covered that one. I know we did. Because the guy said, "What's that?" She's like, "I cut you!" That wasn't very nice at all. Florida, I remember this one. Florida man awarded $37,500 after cops mistake glazed donut crumbs for meth. Now, if anybody is going to recognize glazed donut crumbs, it should be a police officer.
But
I know. I know we did this one. Miami man with no arms charged with stabbing Chicago
tourist. That's right. Yeah, we did
that one. Oh, I was really impressed with him, by the
yes.
way. I thought that was like some anime stuff. jumping Florida man, woman asked to leave a red lobster, so she responded by allegedly grabbing a live lobster straight out of the tank and bolting.
Interesting.
I'm getting my dinner. You know what she forgot to grab, though? The cheesy biscuits.
Yeah, you gotta get the cheddar
biscuits. That's why you go to the red lobsters for the cheesy biscuits.
Pretty much.
Oh, they're so good.
Yep.
Jason Vickery breaks into home, plays with toy helicopter, touches himself, police say. That's tip on that. I know we didn't do that one. I got too much class. 73-year-old woman worried about the mess she was smoking asked doctor to test it.
Yeah, no.
We didn't do that, but we did one that was really similar. Deputies find man used template to found in Pinterest to print counterfeit money in Pasco Library. Oh, man. Land O'Lakes man cuts neighbor with a chainsaw during argument over shrubs. Wow. That's got to be some really intense shrubberies.
Yeah.
You know, that. Oof. These people. Man calling himself the Beast gouges eyes of armed home intruder. Ooh. Florida restaurant no longer allows. I think we did this one. Florida restaurant no longer allows Monkey Mondays after animal bit 8-year-old boy. We have said over and over and over again on this show, a monkey is not a pet.
No.
They are terrible. Who is it? Just our buddy from here just got busted with a monkey, wasn't it? It
was a story. Chris Brown, yeah.
Yes, yes. Not surprised. Naked man chases around Florida. Naked man chases two around Chick-fil-A parking lot, tells deputy, look at me and look at my backside. Then there's a video. I'm prep. Look, these are the real headlines, and I'm still keeping it clean. Woman named Crystal Melfin was charged with drug possession. Want to guess what kind?
Crystal meth.
I think so. Largo couple steals motorized shopping cart from Walmart and drives to a bar.
What was it? Was it a Florida story where the guy literally stopped his car and jumped off a bridge to escape his nagging girlfriend or something?
Yes, because we decided that the most dangerous thing in nature is a drunk Florida woman.
Yes.
He jumped off a bridge. Absolutely. By the way, how long does it take to get to the bar on a Walmart motorized cart?
Probably not very far.
Stop them! They are getting away!
It's a power walk.
Not even. My mother has two of those things. She bought them from a Kmart that was going out of business. I'm like, why are you getting this, Mom? Man in plastic bag disguise burglarized St. Mary's game shop. He literally just put a plastic bag over his head. You can see his face very clearly. Cocaine in purse. Woman blames it on a windy day, police say. I don't know where. It just could have blown in there.
It all neatly blew in there.
Unbelievable. Boy gets stuck in arcade claw machine. That happens so often.
Yeah.
I mean, we must see four stories a year that some kid decides to climb into a claw machine.
That game is rigged anyway.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Totally rigged.
I'll just go buy you a stuffed animal. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. Man banned from Disney World after displaying Trump 2020 sign on Splash Mountain.
Banned from Disney World.
Banned.
Interesting.
I know. I think that's a little extreme. I know we did this one. Florida man charged with DUI after mistaking bank drive-thru for Taco Bell. You remember?
Happens a lot. Been there.
Really?
No.
No? Okay. What's worse is when you try to go to Taco Bell and make a withdrawal. That's far worse. Woman pulls building fire alarm because her phone died. Who is she trying to contact?
Does not compute.
No. Florida deputy hurls bush bean cans to subdue suspect. It'll work.
People say cops need to use less lethal, non-lethal means.
I agree 100%. You know, I could shoot you or bean you with beans. See what I did there?
Yep. Yeah, I saw it.
You were going to ignore it too, weren't you? Daytona police man attacks partially blind person in minion costume.
Keep it kabooda!
I don't think that's very nice. Florida man brews pot of coffee, smokes cigarette during burglary, deputies say. Oh, we did do this one. This was the story that was sent to me more than any other Florida story this whole year. Naked Florida man baking cookies on George Foreman grill sets house on fire.
Doesn't get any more Florida than that.
No. Yulee man arrested for stabbing woman with fork in dispute over baked potato. That's my tater. Back off there, my tater. This one was great, and I know I never got to it. Florida man held legless fugitive girlfriend in a plastic tote. Hid her in a plastic tote. Get in, honey. The cops are coming. You should be much more flexible than this. That's just awful. Nope, not doing that one. Wanted Florida man walks around naked, cooks spaghetti during break-in. Man alleges bobcat attack. Condoner says it was house cat. People don't realize House cats can be vicious. I'm trying to skip some of the best one. Here we go. Man beats boyfriend with novelty singing fish.
Got to put it to use somehow.
Have you seen any of the people that have turned their Alexa into converted it to the Billy Bass?
No.
Yeah, so basically they wire it into Billy Bass, and so instead of that thing glowing and talking, the bass turns and talks to you. And
that's awesome.
It still would get old. let me see here. Florida woman high on meth ran around naked in park because she believed giant spider was on her. Don't do meth, kids. It's not good for you. There is a ton more of these. I thought I'd share that with you because, darn it, that is funny. And that's the way I want to end 2018, laughing and having a good time. I've enjoyed 2018 thoroughly. Jordan, thanks for sticking with me for the whole year, brother.
Back in 19.
In 19, doing it up right here on WRVA, 6 to 8, 10 until noon. Now, we are done for 2018. That's another show in the can. Burnt to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons. Mr. Gary Powell for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. My name is Richard McCann, McKANN. Follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. And remember, I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 to noon. I will see you next year on News Radio, WRVA. It's 1140 AM and 96.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.